You may have to hold your tongue.
Yes.
There's a story of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's a story, it's not in any scripture, but it's said like that. It's a bit of a strange story. There was one young boy who saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu going to, let's think of some polite word, do his excretions. And he was holding his tongue. The boy's name was Gopal. So he asked him, "Why are you holding your tongue?" He said, "Because I'm doing my excretions." And he said, "But with your chanting, you purify the whole world, so you should not hold it." And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him the name Gopal Guru, who is one of the prominent acharyas in our sampradaya. It's a story. No, regarding this festival, it's not quite over yet. There's initiation ceremony tomorrow, followed by more prasada, which has been a definite factor in keeping everyone happy, enlivened, and enthusiastic to come back next year. Am I right? Sridhar knows everything. Where is he? He left, is it? Sridharam Sakala. Shun is that Sridharam Sakalam Veti. There's a verse. You know that verse? Sridhar knows everything. He knows everything about cooking. So yes, this it's not quite over yet. And every day in Krishna consciousness is supposed to be a festival. Festival means happy. We see many happy faces here. From beginning to end, it's been happy. I haven't seen any unhappy faces all the time I've been here. I haven't seen any disagreements. There must, you know, there might have been some minor things in the kitchen or something like that. But, you know, how much salt to put in and all this kind of thing. But basically, everyone's very happy. Jai. That's an achievement in itself. That so many people can come together for several days and cooperate with each other and be happy and not have any disagreements. That's really an achievement. As we move on, I, along with being very happy to see you all, am also concerned, knowing that most of you will go back to a situation in which you will be struggling to maintain some standard of Krishna consciousness. That the natural happiness which you are so much relishing at this festival, which you'd like to do this all the time, you're naturally inclined to chant Hare Krishna. But the way most of our devotees have to live is in the grinding, crushing modern civilization, which forces everyone to work hard and lots of anxiety, and for many people, including many of you, just difficult just to make ends meet. Do you know what that means? Just to get the basic necessities of life. So it's unfortunate that many of you, due to circumstances, have to struggle so much just to stay in some kind of Krishna consciousness. And for many of you, it's not really a very satisfying level of Krishna consciousness. Many of you don't have regular strong sadhana or regular strong association. So, I congratulate you on your endeavors to go on with Krishna consciousness in difficult circumstances. I can't say for myself, having chosen not to going to family life, I've remained protected by the opportunities offered by the ashram life. I didn't have the challenge of having to raise a family, of course. I have a very big family in one way. As Srila Prabhupada said, I left home, I had 5 children, and now I have 5,000. Without any wife, he added that also. So, only children. So, I can't say if I was in that situation how I would maintain myself. I mean, it's easy to pontificate. You know that word? You have that word in your language? Pontificate means to speak like the Pope. You sit on a big seat and you tell everyone what to do. And you are the Pope. So, you know, you are the big authority, but the Pope doesn't have to get up in the morning and go to... Well, he also has to get up and do his work, but he doesn't have to rush out to the office and deal with the children and all this kind of thing. So it's a great achievement. Many are saying that we have difficulty in performing our Krishna conscious activities, but it's actually a great achievement to do anything at all in that situation. Where there's the pressing material anxieties no direct support means that you can do or not do. It's up to you. The desire to, or the determination to perform your Krishna conscious activities has to come from yourself. No one's going to care if you, no one immediately on the spot is going to say anything if you don't chant Hare Krishna. But you have made that commitment. So I congratulate you all for that, for your sincere endeavors in Krishna consciousness. Even if there are some fall downs or not doing as well as you want, that still, that because you are continuing to try, and because you have made the commitment to serve Krishna despite all obstacles, definitely Krishna will be very pleased with that and will help you more and more. At the same time, we are more and more recognizing the need for establishing Vaishnava communities where devotees can live together in Krishna consciousness. There was some start on some kind of community in the Pula area, right? It was intended like that, but for various reasons it never really gelled in a very pleasing way. But that doesn't mean that it can't work. It's a great challenge to set up Vaishnava communities. So this is, we definitely have to move. We have to move in this direction all over the world. We have to see how devotees can live together and help each other. So there's a few thoughts. Thank you very much for coming and hope to see you all again. It's unfortunate that we only, at least I only see all of you, most of you only once a year, and that also for not much time. But anyway, eternity is a long time. We have a long time ahead of us, so we'll get to know each other very well at some point. We're all supposed to go back to Godhead, right? So if we stay on this path, then we should be all going. So see you all soon, for a long time. in the spiritual world, but we have to stay on the path, and we can go. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Many thanks. I don't know how to say. There are no words to say. Many thanks to Murari Gupta Prabhu. Where is he? He's gone off to do something, probably. And his wife is, you know, what's she doing? Washing the pots, cooking something for tomorrow. Lokesh Haribo. It's actually by the inspiration given to Lokesh that we're all here. I mean, in this particular location. His idea to come here. So, Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Get to see you every year also. So, what's our goal for next year? More Krishna consciousness, more devotees? Like to bring more devotees? Try and bring more devotees? That's a good idea, right? And bring more devotees? Can all try? Give more service to Murari Gupta, Prabhu and Sundari. They'll be happy. They want to serve the Vaishnavas. They've dedicated their life for that. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.